Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Blessings, glory, honor to you, Most High God, lover of our souls, keeper of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. This morning, Lord God, we come before you, thanking you, O God, for yet another day of life, praising you, O God, for another opportunity of worship. And we come this morning, Lord, with a goal in mind of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We thank you this morning, God, for your guidance, for your perseverance with us, God, for sticking and staying with us, Father, through all, through thick, through thin, God. You're there. You're there for us, and we love you for it, God. We thank you this morning, Lord, for life, eternal life, God, that you so freely gave up yours that we might have it, Lord. We thank you this morning, God, because we're blessed because of you. We're blessed because of you. We're blessed, God, this morning, because you speak blessings into our lives. You pour blessings into our lives. You so freely give to us, God. And this morning we honor you. We magnify you. And we want to be free in you this morning, God, because the word says that he who is free in Christ is free indeed. As the world, oh God, as this country celebrates Independence Day, our Independence Day came over 2,000 years ago when you gave your life on the cross for me and for everyone. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, God. Good morning this morning, people of God. Come on, say amen with us. Come on, give God a praise with us this morning. Lift your hands wherever you are right now and just give God some glory. Lift your hearts wherever you are right now. Give God some glory. Lift your hearts wherever you are right now. Give God some glory. Just wave your hand a little while. Give God some glory this morning. For he who is free in Christ is free indeed. Oh God, secure your salvation right now. Secure your freedom in God right now. He is worthy. He is worthy this morning of all the glory, of all the honor this morning, of all the praise this morning. God is great this morning, and God is greatly to be praised. He is a God, oh God, of refuge. He is a God of security. He is a God of uplifting. He is a God of holiness. Do you hear me? A God of holiness. Don't miss that. He is a God of holiness, and we who follow him must follow him in holiness. We who, oh God, claim to be of him must be as he is. We who will claim to love him in our heart, our mind, and our soul have got to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus had a mind to love. Christ Jesus had a mind to save. Christ Jesus had a mind, oh God, to forgive, to lift up, to heal, to deliver, come on, God. And he left that power with us. We've got to be able to render the power of the mighty God, the holiness of God in our lives, in our families, around us, in our children. Come on, God. We've got to be able to render the holiness of God through our life living. We've got to render the holiness of God in our walk and in our talk. We've got to believe God. We've got to trust God. We've got to be as God is. He made us in his image. He made us to, oh God, to follow. He made us to worship him. And we are worshiping him this morning in spirit, God, and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. You already know how it goes, oh God. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. Thank you, God. Good morning, people of God. We bless the Lord for you this morning. We bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us this morning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We've come to tell you this morning that every ingredient counts in the outcome. Every ingredient counts in the outcome this morning. Every ingredient counts in the outcome this morning. I want you to think on that as we, oh God, think on that every ingredient counts in the outcome. Thank you, Lord. While we're getting our mission and our vision, I want you to keep that in the forefront of your mind. Keep your focus on that. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Our mission this morning, thank you, God, to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, through what? Through teaching, through what? Through fellowship. Come on, give him a praise for outreach, teaching, and fellowship, and our mission that God has given us, that each day we will live each day in excellence. Through who? Jesus Christ, that we might walk, oh God, that we might what? Walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody said live in excellence, and we say we what? Walk in expectation. Come on, type in, I'm living in excellence this morning. I'm walking in expectation this morning. Come on, thank you, God. Hallelujah this morning. Every ingredient, oh my God, counts in the outcome. Every ingredient counts in the outcome. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on, God. We on, oh God, thank you, Jesus. We on holy ground right now, God. Oh God, take off your shoes, God. Turn off your television, whatever you got to do. Sit those children down right now. We're going into holy ground right now. Every ingredient counts in the outcome. Let's talk about what an outcome is right now. Just for, oh my God, let me give you this first. Psalms 34:8 says this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, taste, read it with me, and see that the Lord is what? Good, blessed, blessed, happy, contented is the man that what? Trusteth in him. Come on, give God a praise this morning for that word. Oh, taste and see. The Lord is good. You got to taste that thing, you see. You've got to be able to taste that thing. You've got to experience. You know, we can flip that scripture around. The man that is blessed and trust. Blessed is the man that trusts in God. And when you trust in God, you're able to taste. You're able to see the goodness of the Lord. You're able to let that thing be sweet savor in your mouth. You've got to experience God's goodness, you see. When you experience his goodness because you trust him, you're able to taste the goodness of the Lord. It's able to be, oh my goodness, fill you up, oh God. See if you can trust him this morning. Then you'll get to taste and see the blessings of God. You see, many of us want the blessings of God without trusting God. Many of us want to taste God's goodness without believing God. But it says, blessed is the man that trusts in him. Happy you will be if you trust in him. Contented, you'll be right there. Whatever situation, Paul said, I am abased. In whatever situation I am, I'm going to abound. You come on. Come on, somebody. See, if you trust him, you'll get to taste his goodness. You'll be able to savor that thing. Oh, my goodness. Somebody might say like a fine wine. Thank you, God. Sometimes people who are wine tasters, if I may go there for a moment, they when they taste the wine, they let it sit on their tongue to see how good, oh good. But let me tell you how good and perfect the Lord God is. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's better than any fine wine you can try. Come on, God. He's better than the best baked cake, the best, oh God, the best food that your mama can cook. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Every ingredient this morning counts. Oh, goodness. Come on, God. When you trust God, you get to experience the ingredients of him. You get to experience who he is. You get to experience life and life more abundantly. You get to experience him never leaving nor forsaking you. Those are the ingredients of God. Come on. You get to experience goodness, mercy, kindness. You get to experience that thing called grace. Oh, my God, and I thank you for favor. Come on, give God a praise if you want to experience his ingredients this morning. Thank you, God. Slow me down, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. So we're going to talk about something that many of us know about. And if we don't know how to do it, guess what? We want to experience the taste. We want to experience the outcome. You see, because again, every ingredient counts in the outcome. You can't just throw it together. Oh, goodness. Oh, but sometimes you can. If you cook like my mama, you can just throw something together and it still tastes good. Every ingredient counts this morning. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. So we're going to talk about cake baking for a moment. And I baked some cakes the last few weeks and I tried to bake, try my hand at a cake. And I didn't try my hand because I baked this cake several times, you see. And many times those of us who bake or cook, you have a certain dish and certain things go in and they have to go in a certain way. And, you know, sometimes we kind of get a little fancy and we want to fix it up a little bit. Or sometimes we simply forget some things. Oh, my goodness. There is one ingredient I can talk to you about or I can just remind you of. If you forget this ingredient in your food, you might as well not make it. And that thing is called salt. He says we are the salt of the earth, God. Oh, God, and when it loses salt, oh, it loses, oh, it's savor. Thank you, God. But let's talk about cake baking for a moment. When we think about baking a cake, and we think about, just think about your favorite recipe, if you're a cake baker or your favorite cake you even like to try. Do you know that every ingredient in that cake counts? Whether it's a pound cake, whether it's a devil's food cake, whether it's an angel food cake, whether it's a red velvet cake, whatever kind of cake it is, oh my goodness, every ingredient in that cake counts. So when you're thinking about cake baking, the ingredients that may be universal, you know you got to have flour, no matter what kind of cake you're baking. Eggs, butter, sugar, flavoring, whatever flavor is going to be a lemon cake. Is it going to be a coconut cake? Whatever kind of cake it's going to be. And you know that vanilla flavor, that's a flavor they use in all the cakes. Come on. Then, and somehow that vanilla, you see, without blemish, with white, pure, well, that's the thing about it, it's pure white, without spot or wrinkle, that vanilla seems to bring everything together, no matter what kind of cake it is. You see, we can look at these cakes as races, the red velvet and the chocolate, come on, the angel food, whatever. And when you put that vanilla flavoring, it seems to bring everything full circle. And when you think about the flour, depending on what type of flour you may need to add some baking soda. You see, if you have self-rising flour, you don't have to add the baking soda. But if you use that plain flour and you don't add that baking soda, that thing that caused it to rise, do you know what's going to happen? That cake is going to lay at the bottom of that pan and stay right there. And then eggs, even. When you're adding eggs, how are you supposed to add them? You see, for those of you who don't bake cakes, and I only bake pound cakes, but for those of you who don't even try your hand at it, maybe you didn't know that sometimes you get just the yolk, sometimes you use just the egg whites, or sometimes you use the whole egg. But many times, the recipe will call for you to add one egg at a time. Even though that's the same ingredient, you're adding a little bit of that love at a time. Come on. It doesn't want to be overwhelmed, you see. The flour can become overwhelmed. Oh, my goodness. And then that sugar to bring that sweetness, to bring that flavor that we all like to have that we really don't need all the time. But, you know, before I really watched my mom bake cakes or learn to bake, I always thought that milk, for some reason, was an ingredient essential to the cake. So the very first time I really paid attention to her baking, or she helped walk me through baking a cake, and I was looking for looking at the recipe, and I said, well, there's no milk on here. Well, milk wasn't necessary. When you cream that butter and that sugar together and begin to add that flour, oh my goodness, what are you talking about? And some of the ingredients, when you add the ingredients, the way you add them is key as well. Y'all be patient with me this morning because I'm going to show you that every ingredient counts in the outcome. What is the end result you're looking for? You see, even how you add the ingredients is key. The flour may need to be added gradually, just a little bit at a time. The eggs one at a time, or the yolks here, and then maybe take out the yolks one at a time and then add the whites later. Sometimes we got to step back and pay attention to the recipe. Really focus on what's going on. Let's look at something for a moment before we go any further. Let's look at the words, oh my God, outcome. Let's look at the word outcome, because what we're looking at is that every ingredient counts in the outcome. Every ingredient counts in what you want that cake to come out to be, what you want it to look like. So when we look at the word outcome, the outcome is the way a thing turns out. How is my cake going to look when it's done? How is it going to taste? The consequence, you see, of the matter. The outcome is the finalization of the matter. This is it. This is what you got. This is what you get. Come on. And so we look at the word finalization. Elder, let's come back to me and we are going to come back to finalization. Listen, the outcome, what is going to look like in the end? What's going to happen in the end? Every ingredient counts, oh my God, in the outcome. The outcome. Every ingredient counts in the finalization of this thing. Every ingredient counts. Oh my goodness. Remember Psalms 34 and 8 said this, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him." You see, that trust is one of the ingredients you've got to have to be blessed and happy in God. You see, the outcome, the ultimate blessing, the outcome of your salvation, the coming of Christ, the outcome, every ingredient, oh my God, is essential. It's important. You got to have it. Oh my God, every ingredient that you're putting in right now, everything you're letting God pour into you right now is essential. It's important. It counts in the outcome. You're not living this life so you can go to the enemy. You're not living this life so you can go to hell. You're not living this life that you are trying to live saved in God so that it can be a catastrophe. You see, every ingredient counts in the outcome. Your prayers are an ingredient. Your steadfastness are an ingredient. Your hope, your joy, your peace, all of those ingredients count in the outcome. What is the ultimate thing that's going to happen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Y'all tell the Holy Spirit, slow it down, slow it down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, God. So when we put all those ingredients into that cake, and I hope y'all can stay with me, when we poured in all those things, oh, do you know one of the important things that we hadn't mentioned yet? As we're putting those things in, guess what? The mixing has already begun. You don't put everything in the bowl. Come on, cake bakers, and give me an amen. Come on. You don't put everything in the bowl that's on the recipe and then you start mixing. Come on. That stuff is intricate. You got to do it the way it's been designed to do. God has given us a recipe for salvation. He's already told us how to get there. Come on, God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The ultimate blessing. He's already told us, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Listen. Let me just share some of the ingredients needed for the ultimate outcome. You see, that ultimate outcome is our salvation, the coming of Christ, gaining eternal life, and holding on to our place in the kingdom. Somebody type in, hold on. Don't let go. Come on. Hold on. Don't let go, because many of us get in the kingdom line. We get in, oh my God, oh my God, we get into worship. We get into praise. We get into church, forgetting that we are the church. We get into this thing, this routine, you see, Sunday morning, Monday morning. We get into this routine, but we forget that with all of that, every ingredient counts. Our life living is an ingredient. the things we say are ingredients that are being poured in to, oh God, bring us an ultimate outcome of salvation. Every ingredient counts this morning. Come on, somebody. If you know every ingredient counts, type in every ingredient counts. Everything that I'm pouring in is going to determine how it comes out. Come on, God. Everything that I'm letting in, you see some ingredients sneak in there. When you baking that cake, oh my goodness, you don't want any gnats in the house. You don't want any flies in the house. You don't want anything, any dust flying around, because guess what? Those things might make their way into your cake. You don't want any ants coming across the counter. Come on, God. You don't want to mess around and reach in the cabinet and you thought you pulled out the vanilla and you pulled out, oh my God, the vinegar. Come on, God. Everything we put in, everything, every ingredient counts in the outcome. Oh my God. So let me just share some of the ingredients, some of the ingredients needed for the ultimate outcome, for our soul salvation. First of all, the word of God says, confess the Lord Jesus Christ with what? Your mouth. Confess him with what? Your mouth. Believe in your what? That's an ingredient. Believe, that's another one. Believe in your heart what? That God raised Christ from the grave. Amen? First of all, you got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Come on, that's another ingredient. You got to believe that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was what? With God. Come on, you got to believe these things. You need those ingredients poured in so that you can pour out. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. Some of those ingredients. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to slow down. Oh, my God. I'm going to talk about for the Baptist Christians for a moment. Baptism by submerging is an ingredient. Come on. See, we got denominational ingredients too. We got those things, come on, God. In the Baptist, come on, God. I was born a Baptist, but I want to die saved. Come on. The Baptists believe in submersion because we believe that we follow what Christ did. He was submerged under the water. Come on. For the Catholic Christians, baptism by sprinkling. Oh, my gosh. Catholics. Orthodox Christians, many in the Protestant denominations, they baptize infants. You see, there's so many different ingredients going on here, y'all. Some of them are foreign to us, and some of them we know. When you begin to bake a cake that you've never baked before, maybe some of the things that you have to do, you're not sure of because you hadn't done them before. Listen, the Baptists, the Anabaptists, the Pentecostal churches, they baptize only adults or children old enough to profess their faith. Oh my goodness. Whereas the Catholics and some other Christians, they baptize as infants. But oh gosh, oh my goodness. The methods vary from sprinkling and pouring of water to full immersion. So the methods may change, but the outcome has to be the same. Oh my goodness. I'm going to tell you, when I bake sour cream pound cakes, I use a recipe that my mom left with me. But on that page that she gave me a copy of, there's two separate recipes. So I started dibbling and dabbling at some time. And I started doing this. But listen, though mom looked at those two, she created her own thing. I was like, mom, I want to be able to do it the way you do it. She said, okay, those are the ingredients, and I'm going to tell you to do this right here, and you do that right there, and oh, taste and see, is it good? Oh, my goodness. So see, though you may find several recipes for the same cake, red velvet cakes are a favorite of many people. I don't like everybody's red velvet cake. You may not like everybody's red velvet cake. Now, I love my sister's cakes. Charles Ella and Carolyn, oh my goodness. And they got that recipe from Sister Gloria. But let me tell you, I've tasted some red velvet cakes that have a whole lot of chocolate and cocoa, and I don't like those. You may like the one with the cocoa, and I may not. So what I'm saying here is, there are so many recipes for the same outcome. But when you get to the outcome, there's still some variance. Because if those ingredients going on vary, guess what? The outcome is going to vary. But what you need to know is that every ingredient that God gives us, every ingredient counts in the outcome. Every ingredient, confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart, following after God, living holy, sanctified, saved. Come on, somebody don't want to hear it. Remaining a follower of Christ, living life as a Christian, living life as a follower. Do you know, oh my goodness, in Proverbs 14 and 4, it says this, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his what? Own ways. I'm going to read that portion again. The backslider in his heart, my God, in heart shall be filled with his own ways. And a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Oh my goodness, the backslider, backsliding, falling away. Do you know what that is? That means you're falling away from Christ. You're falling away from the kingdom. Christianity uses this term to describe a process by which an individual who has converted to Christianity, who has confessed the Lord Jesus, who has said that God is their keeper, who has said that God, for you I'll live, for you I'll die, who has, oh my God, preached the word of God, taught the word of God, tried to live the word of God. But this is for a person who reverts to pre-conversion habits. You're going back to what God already saved you from. Every ingredient counts. And when you begin, once God begins to pour his ingredients into you and you begin to pull the ingredients that he took out back in, he's already put that stuff out of you. Stop pulling it back in, because then your outcome is going to change all over again. You have to know that this morning, that you can be baptized. You can confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can follow him. You can believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. But you understand this. If you begin, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. If you begin, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Stay right there. Stay right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord Jesus, thank you, God. If you believe and you continue to believe and you walk by faith and not by sight, don't be a backslider. Come on back in if you fell out. Come on back in. God is waiting. When Christ called his disciples, he had to let some of them know up front, you can't go back to what Luke 6, 9 and 62 said. Christ said, you can't go back. He said in Luke 9, 62, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow, thank you, Lord, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. No man. None. Christ was talking to his disciples at the time, because as he was pulling them, some of them wanted to go back and work on some other stuff. Wanted to go back and tell the family about. See, when God calls you, sometimes you got to just keep your eyes on the prize. Do you understand? You got to stay focused. Once you have committed to God, you cannot turn back from him. You can't turn back. When you become a follower, when you declare and decree that you are following God, you got to stay focused on him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Thank you, God. So I want you to remember this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Remember this morning. Ingredients are essential to the desired outcome. The ingredients are essential. Let's reflect on that for a minute. That ingredients, reflect on that for a minute, are essential to the outcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ingredients are essential to the outcome. Come on. When you think about that, always think about this, that every ingredient counts. In the finalization of it, let's look at the word finalization one more time. Thank you, God. Every ingredient counts in the outcome. God is great. God is great. That outcome, remember, is the way a thing turns out. The finalization of the matter, the end result, the completion or approval of a finished and definitive version. You can define it. You know what it looks like. You know what your salvation looks like. The joy of the Lord is your salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You already know. The finalization, thank you, God, of the outcome is this. That your salvation is safe. That you know, that you know, that you know that God has you and that he's keeping you. Every ingredient counts. You can't pour lies into the cake. Falsities into that thing. You can't come pulling all kind of stuff in. If you want a pure pound cake, you can't put in all kinds of stuff. If you're looking for a key lime cake, you have to include the key lime, amen? If you're looking for the red velvet cake, you got to include the food coloring, amen? Y'all know that's what makes it red, right? But guess what? When you pour the blood of Jesus into something, guess what? Oh my God, it's like a chemical reaction. When the blood of Jesus is pouring in, every ingredient that is there, oh my God, even if it's a corrupt ingredient, if it's an ingredient that wasn't supposed to be there, when you pour in the blood of Jesus, it begins to nullify those things that are messing up your outcome. It begins to purify those things that are hindering your outcome. It begins to, oh God, begin to bake on the inside, rise up like yeast and push out, oh God, like a birth. It begins to move on the inside. Something begins to happen. Something happens. When you get that ingredient, the blood of Jesus in you, covering you, keeping you, oh my gosh, every ingredient that was poured in from the time of birth till the time of salvation, every wrong that you did, wiped away. Every mess that you were in, wiped away. Everything that you said wrong, wiped away. Every lie you told, wiped away. Every mishap you had, wiped away. Every person you hated, wiped away. Come on, when the blood of Jesus is that ultimate ingredient, is poured in on the inside, you come out. Oh God. Now how he does this is but by the work of God's hand. Because when he pours in, you coming out as pure gold. When he begins to cause that blood to run warm through your veins, this is what happens. You become pure. You become holy. You begin to follow God and to stay focused on him. Remembering every ingredient counts. Don't let anybody bring stuff that's not of him back in. Come on. You got to fight to keep it out. You got to stay focused to keep it out. You got to trust God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I told you, if you learn to trust him, then guess what? Once you learn to trust him, you see, then oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And you recognize that you are blessed, that you are happy, that you are contented, and you recognize, I am the man, the woman, the boy, the girl that trusts in him. Blessed I am. Happy I am. Contented I am. I can taste his goodness. I can taste the reassurance of life. Sickness don't have to take me down anymore. Come on, God. Oh, God, poverty is not a part of my life. Thank you, God. I am rich in the Lord because he said he will supply all my need according to his riches and glory. I don't have to fret because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. Because, oh, God, guess what? They're going to soon be cut down because their ingredients count too. Every ingredient they're taking in, the outcome, y'all, that's it. Whatever your ingredients determine your outcome. what you want to do, where you want to end up, what do you want your outcome to be. You can either be saved or you can be damned. I got to tell you, the word of God says, choose this day whom you going to serve. You can choose to serve man. You can choose to serve. And God said, go ahead. God said, if you think it's evil to serve him, go ahead on about your business. See you later. Goodbye. I'm moving on with the children that want to follow me. God wants all of us to come to salvation. But do you know he's going to, oh God, cut it off at some point. Though he wants us all, he's going to have to cut it off at some point. And you want to make sure that when he cuts it off, that your outcome is already destined. Destined for glory. Destined for the kingdom. Come on, somebody. Give God a praise with me this morning. Come on, somebody. Glorify the Lord with me. Magnify him. He is worthy. He is worthy this morning. God is so worthy to be praised. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. God is the beginning. God is the ending. God of our refuge, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. The Lord is my life. Thank you, God. And my salvation. Thank you, God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Come on. Every ingredient in the time of trouble, every ingredient. He shall hide me in the time of trouble. Every ingredient counts, y'all. Every ingredient counts. If you want to be sure and very sure that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on in. Time to come on in. Time to come on in. Come on, y'all, give God a praise with me. Come on in. If you haven't accepted him as your personal savior, come on in. You got to accept him. You got to begin now to mix the cake, to stir the batter, to pour in and allow him to pour in, to let the word pour into you, to let the people of God pour into you. You've got to begin to receive the ingredients and allow them to mix together and mesh, oh God, the way God designed them to come together. Come on. Start with this first ingredient. Word of God says in Romans 10 and 9, if thou would confess, declare, decree with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him, Christ, from the dead, the word says you're saved. Pray this prayer with us. Pray this prayer with us this morning. Father, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ raised them from the dead. That God has raised him. Oh God, and you just, your word said that if I declare these things and I believe these things, God, your word says that I am saved. Pray this prayer. Father, I ask your forgiveness for my sin, for my wrongdoing, and I ask you, Lord, to take me as your own. And oh God, I receive my salvation this hour, this day, this very minute right now. I receive my salvation, God, and I ask you, Father, to continue to pour in the ingredients that I need to be sustained. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Amen. Thank you, God. We thank God for each of you for joining us this morning, for being a part this morning, for loving God this morning, for believing God this morning. We thank God. From Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, Pastor Karzadeen and Elder Bill, we thank God for you joining us every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning. Thank you for being here. Amen. Y'all pray for me, amen, as I continue to trust God and believe him and believe his word is true. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise. As we leave from this broadcast, but never from your presence, we ask you to be in the homes and the households of these people, to hold them, to keep them, to continue to love them, God. Give them the ingredients of life. Yeah. that will secure their salvation. Amen. Somebody say amen.